Hello and welcome. This is Connie Reagan Green with Online Marketing Tips. This is the open call that I do twice a month as a live show and then turn into a blog post at ConnieReaganGreen.com and also as a podcast that you can subscribe to at absolutely no charge over on iTunes. So if you go to OnlineMarketingTipsPodcast.com or if you go to ConnieReaganGreen.com, you'll be able to find out more about getting your free subscription. So today, very, very exciting for me, I gave people a challenge. And the challenge was to purchase some PLR, which is private label rights content, and most specifically from the person that I buy the most PLR from, who is Nicole Dean, at PLRbyNicole.com. Yes, that is my affiliate link. And to use that content in either a blog post and or a short report that I could share on today's call. And about 15 people so far have already come through, and I believe that there will be more on the call throughout the time that we're together today. So I'm quite excited. And you're going to want to hang on to this recording so that you can listen to it a couple of times, because I'm going to introduce you to people that take action, have interesting niche topics, and really are the leaders of what we're doing on the internet today, which means people that don't take action, there's really no point in them being on the internet. They're spending time and money that really won't serve them well. So you have to take action quickly, and that's why I want to introduce you to these great people today. The first, I want to catch you up with just a few things. This morning, I did another podcast interview, which is my other podcast series over on HugeProfitsTinyList.com, and I did the interview with Lou Bortone. You may not know that name, but he's someone that I've known for about 5 years now, and he is a master at video marketing. Lou is very shy, introverted, and I was finally able to draw him out by finding some commonality, and that's so important when you're connecting with people that you may only see face-to-face once or twice a year, which is the case with Lou. I only see him once or twice a year. So when I connected with him, I wanted to find out what we had in common, and it turns out he used to live in Southern California long ago, and that's where I live, and his son most likely will be going to my alma mater, UCLA, to play baseball for them. So once we figured those things out, we had lots to talk about. So another challenge I'm going to give you is find somebody you'd really like to connect with and find the commonality. What do you share in common? Because we all on this planet have much more in common than we do difference. I will always believe that. And it's up to us to seek that out and find out more. So wonderful. More people are showing up, and I love to hear this. So I want to go, I'm going to go kind of in a reverse order. And I want to answer some questions, and then I'm going to open up the line in just a few minutes. So Shan was there, and Shan, I hope I'm saying your name correctly, so you'll correct me if I'm not. And Shan wants to know, how much has to be rewritten before I can claim PLR is mine? Well, when you purchase the rights, which is the private label rights, you really can put your name on it right away. But I, like you, don't like to do that. So I like to write it about 25 to 50% rewritten. So that means going through, reading it through a couple of times, and then going through and changing the part that would really put it in my own voice. So that's what will take the time. The article or the report is already written. Going through it and changing it so that it really sounds like it's coming from you, that's what will take probably an hour for a blog post and probably about 3 to 4 hours for a report the length that I purchase, which is sometimes 30, 40 pages. So it takes a while. Now, you don't have to do it for the reports. You can have somebody do it. I have virtual assistants that do a much better job than I do because they know how I'm writing. But when I do that, I say presented by rather than written by. So that's my way of saying I am not the original author of this material. For the blog post, I do the rewriting. I do that 25 to 50%, and then I put my name on it. And I do it on a regular basis. I'll share some with you that I've used just recently. All right, and Debbie has purchased, she says she's purchased the kitchen organizing PLR, and she's in the process of creating a blog post on how to organize your pantry. So her site is organizinggenie, which is GENIE.com/blog. So I'm going to open the line. All right. And Debbie, are you on the line, or Shan, are you on the line? And let's start taking a look at some of these. And the one that I want to find right now, here we go, organizinggenie.com/blog. And let's see who has a noisy line. I think someone that closed it out, so it's not noisy now, so that's a good thing. Okay, all right, and I know who that was, and thank you so much for closing your line out. Okay, so I am here, and she got the article on kitchen organization. Let me go back to what she said exactly here. She said kitchen organizing. That was the title of it. And so she said that she's going to gather more ideas for a blog post. She already saw an opportunity to turn it into a two-part blog post series. The articles are very well written, and I can't wait to use them all. So that's important, that when you purchase something, you have to make little notes for yourself. And in the beginning, I wasn't very good at that. I couldn't remember what I had used and when I had used it and where it was at. So finally, I have a way of organizing that works for me. So when I buy something, just say I buy something that's 1,000 words. In my mind, that's 3 blog posts because of the rewriting that I'm going to do. So I call it part 1, part 2, and part 3, but on the blog, I don't. I give it a separate keyword-rich title for each 3, but in my notes, in the copy that I have in Word, I put part 1 published, and I say what day it was actually published on my blog and which blog it was published on. So that way, if I do part 2 and part 3 over the next month, I won't lose track of where everything is. So this is a very nice-looking site. I like that you have your picture there in the banner across the top in the header. And it says, Organizing Genie, coach and consultant to the magical world of organizing. This is a huge, huge niche. I've sold some ClickBank products here when I used to write articles about decluttering and organizing, so I know that it's a great lucrative niche as well. There's a site, it's called Organized LA, which is Los Angeles, and the man that writes that, I can't think of his name right now, John Trosco, I believe that's his name. He writes about the movie stars and, you know, other celebrities and famous people and different things about them in relation to organizing. So if they move or whatever they do, he's able to work it in, and it makes it very interesting. And there's a whole lot of great ideas there. All right, so you also have your opt-in box in the upper right-hand corner. And it says, Master Your Time. Time management secrets revealed. Master Your Time in free audio training with time management expert Dr. Monique Wells. So here, hopefully somewhere, you're talking about the connection between organization and time management. So that's the tip that I would give you. And again, visit organizinggenie.com/blog. Okay, anybody on the call have any comments about this post, this site, or how she used PLR?
Looks like she did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm not seeing the opt-in.
Okay, are you at organizinggenie.com/blog? And it's on the right-hand side. It says Time Management Secrets Revealed. It's blue and white from Aweber.
I don't see that. I see picture, and under the picture I see resources. And it's
below
blank.
That.
I just have white space below that.
All right. Well, it must be something on your computer.
I am going to I'm going to switch browsers. Maybe that's it.
Yes, sometimes it's the browser. And also, you know, when we put sites up, we do want to take a look at them. And there's a site that you can go to that will show you how your pages look in different browsers. You can just Google for that. just in Google, say, how does my site look in different browsers? And it's important for all of us to do that on a regular basis. All right, the next one that we have is Elizabeth. And Elizabeth is here on the line, so welcome, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
And what Elizabeth wrote to me, she says, I've taken you up on your challenge and created a report from Nicole's PLR. I'm using it as a freebie to entice people to sign up for my list at a brand new site. And her brand new site is called smallbizspoken.com. So smallbiz is B-I-Z, spoken.com. That helps small business owners and solopreneurs learn relationship marketing and customer connection strategies. So now you tell us about what you bought and how you used it.
Great. Well, I bought a sort of a plain vanilla but very well-written report called Top 10 Social Media Mistakes from Nicole. And I was real nervous about not changing it. So I did change it, the title, so that it says, Are You Making These Social Media Mistakes? And then I put a subtitle saying, Top 10 Mistakes My Small Business Clients Need to Know. I added a photo from a stock photo that cost about $2 that really popped out the cover, and put my company logo and tagline on the cover. And so that was the visual difference. And then I went through and I did my own voice. I added a message from myself to the second page with an intro as to why I thought the report was important. And, of course, I mentioned my blog and resources page on my website. I sprinkled a couple of affiliate links when there were products mentioned in there, which they were already mentioned. I just added my affiliate link. And I added a need help paragraph at the end to remind my readers that I do social media consulting.
Excellent, excellent. What I really find interesting that seems to be in common with everybody who, you know, followed up on the challenge is that we all really care about putting work out there that isn't ours. We want to make sure that we've rewritten it, we've retitled it, we've done a variety of things because, you know, the people that are kind of the spammers that just put stuff out, they really could care less. So the fact that we all care and want to present the very best material to people in a way that would never be misleading, that really sets us apart as, you know, legitimate entrepreneurs, and I think that's so, so important.
Connie, I also want to mention something that I almost forgot to do, but it's really a good thing to put on a checklist, and that is I went back to the table of contents after I had added content. Of course, it threw the pagination off from what had been in the original table of contents, so I had to redo that, and that would have been kind of messy, I mean, sloppy if I hadn't remembered to do that.
Okay, okay. Yeah, because I use in Word, I use the table of contents that I can click on it, and then it automatically redoes it for me.
Okay, okay.
So that's what I'm using. I'm using it in Word 2007, I guess. I just bought 2010 and have not installed that yet on the new computer that's using the new Windows 8, which is a little daunting, but I think I'll be able to figure it out. All right, so thanks so much. And again, go to smallbizspoken.com.
Thank you.
All right, Pam is here with us. And Pam, you're still on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, there you are. All right, and Pam has a site that is seniorpcconnection.com. And tell us what you did.
Well, I'm still in the process of setting it up, so I'm planning on using, let's see, I was trying to get to Small Biz Spoken. I bought the personal safety online, and I'm planning on adding to that report and using it as a freebie because my niche clients are seniors that they really want to use things like Facebook, but they don't feel that it's safe. They're afraid that somebody's going to steal their identity or spam them or whatever. So I thought that we'll take care of the feeling safe online, and then they can feel free to enjoy, you know, exploring the internet and maybe using the internet to discover their dreams, their long hidden dreams, because I think the internet's wonderful for people.
Yes, yes, and I understand, you know, those fears, and I've had that with close friends and family members. And so I always try to give them examples of things I do, like on Facebook. You know, I don't mind putting the year that I was born. I was born in 1955, and I always joke that that makes me 39 years old. And so, but, you know, I'm really, really born in 1955. And I was not comfortable, though, putting the month, the day, and the year. So what I did was I changed my month and day. I've put my birthday as July 4th. And I've done that because my birthday is in the summer. So July 4th is not far away, and I can remember July 4th. That's an easy one for me to remember. So the world knows my birthday is the 4th of July. My family and friends know that it's around the 4th of July, but it's not on the 4th of July. So I've done that, and that's one example. And I've done that for every site that asks me for a birthday. I've done it across the board now for 6-7 years.
That's a great tip.
Yeah, so it's like little things like that. And then also when there's a story on the news or in something I'm reading, some publication that talks about something that happened with identity theft or, you know, something on social media, I try to look more closely and see where the person went wrong. There was always one step along the way where they gave out information, they did something that they weren't quite comfortable with at the time, but they did it anyway. And I think all of us have been in that position. So I think, you know, we really have to tell people to trust your instincts, trust your intuition. If something feels like it just isn't right, don't be afraid to speak up for yourself.
Connie, it's Maureen here. I put the day and the month, but not the correct year.
Yeah, you can do it that way. With my business, because people meet me face-to-face, it was really kind of important for me to be able to always discuss my age in relation to what I'm doing, because I talk about how, you know, I came online when I turned 50.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people do the math, I think right away when they do the math, if the math didn't add up, if it was off by a couple of years, I would lose credibility forever.
Oh, mine is like way off. I think I put my birth year at 1925. So it's really, really, really obvious that it's not the right year.
Yeah. So it just depends on, you know, what niche you're in, that kind of thing. But I think me being in the public eye, traveling like I do to speak, and connecting with people in that way because they're relating to, you know, getting closer to retirement age, wanting to do something else. So for me, it was important to share the year. But for you, it might not be. All right, let's go back down. Thank you so much, Elizabeth and Pam. And who else do we have? We had Debbie. Okay, here we go to Laura. Laura's site is Family Fun and Yum, YUM.com. Family Fun and Yum.com. And
it.
Yes, and I had to figure that out. Yum, ooh, like delicious, yummy things. So if you go to familyfunandyum.com/bedroom closet, she says that I always try to rewrite a significant portion of each PLR article I use in order to make it original. I don't always intend to rewrite the articles as much as I do, but PLR articles usually get me started and then the wheels in my head start turning and the words start flowing. So this is another reason why it's so important. Laura, are you on the line? I don't know if she is here with us or not. So let's take a look at the site. Now I've pulled up so many sites. If I can find that one. Here it is, Family Fun and Yum. Now, the only thing I'm going to say to you, Laura, is that I don't see an opt-in box here. I don't believe there is one here. So you really want to get an opt-in box on there just pronto. That's all I can say to you because I'll share a story. I won't tell you who it was, but I was in a group where the main person in the group was going to let us all submit our information, and he was going to put it out to the world in a way like what I'm doing now, except this was someone much, much bigger who had a huge, huge audience. And lots of traffic went to the sites, and all of us got lots of opt-ins. I got about 300 opt-ins, which is a huge, huge deal for me and would be even today. Okay, there was one person who didn't have the opt-in box quite ready, so it wasn't there, and miss that great opportunity. And you don't want to miss opportunities for people to, because, you know, we see the site, we might read it, spend some time, click on something else to look at, but you want to get people on your list. So thanks so much for taking the challenge. I'm glad that PLR is working well for you. And let me look back here. No, you're not on the line. Okay, but it's so, so important to capture those names. All right, so before we go any further, I want to tell you about another site that is more PLR, and it's free PLR. In the beginning, they'll give you free PLR, and it also belongs to Nicole Dean, and it's with Melissa Engold. And if you go to connieloves.me/free PLR, you can opt in, and then there will be things for sale. So that should be no surprise. We know that people are in business and sell things. But when you go there and find things that are for sale, Nicole and Melissa have given me a special link so you can get $5 off. And that's huge because PLR isn't real expensive. If you use the code CONNIEROCKS, all one word, CONNIEROCKS, CONNIEROCKS, you'll get $5 anything off that site. So I really want to thank them publicly, Melissa and Nicole. Thank you. For doing this. And I told Nicole when she gave me the link, I said, well, that discount code makes perfect sense. It's appropriate because Connie rocks. And she laughed about that. So if you go there, and it's a link on the teleseminar page if you are here on this call. And if not, connieloves.me/free PLR. Okay, let's go on to the next site. And the next site is going to be, let me see, we have some questions. Let me see. No, we have Cheryl's site, and Cheryl is on the line, and Cheryl has healthydogsworld.com. So tell us about what you bought and how you used it.
I bought the Nicole's puppy training, bringing a puppy home series, and I decided that I would start by taking each chapter and rewriting it for a blog post and then repurpose that for a report or some kind of I also was thinking that I would read it and do a PowerPoint slide and create a series of podcast series with it.
Excellent. And I see here, welcoming a new puppy, are you really ready? Is that's one of them, right?
That's it. Yeah, that's the blog that I posted yesterday based on it.
Perfect. So lots of great information. You know, you can give it your own look and feel and repurpose it in many, many ways. And that's important. We want to repurpose content because, you know, when I first heard somebody say that anything I say is recorded, transcribed, and turned into products, I thought that was very strange. It just seemed kind of arrogant and very odd to me because I thought, well, am I going to have people following me around with a tape recorder? How will that work exactly, you know, or a movie camera? But no, it turns out that really everything that we do, it needs to be repurposed a minimum of one time, minimum, because people want to hear information over and over and over again. You know, I'm in a new product creation course, and I've created more than 50 products at this point. But, you know, if you know Barb Ling, and if you go to barbteaches.com, that's my link for what she does. When she was doing a product creation course, I jumped in. I was might have been the first person to sign up because she does things in a very different way. She creates products in just a few hours. And I'm used to a product creation taking a little bit longer and just doing it. It's more complicated. It's more tiring for me. I didn't want to do it that way anymore. So I thought, I'm going to learn from somebody who's been very successful the past 2 years doing it this way. And it's because I want to hear information over and over again with a new twist. And there will always be a new twist because you're doing it, not someone else. So very, very important. And again, Cheryl's site is at healthydogsworld.com. And you can get a free report revealing how chiropractic care can turn back the clock for your dog. And that's very, very important. So thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So now we have some questions. And Patty says, I'm interested in creating PLR products. and I have access to lots of PLR material. How would you suggest promoting a product when you have virtually no list? Through paid traffic? So, Patty, I'll answer you, a couple different ways. I'm so glad that you want to turn PLR into products, and on a recent call, I shared quite a few products that I have that are based on private label rights, and that has become an excellent way for me to create products, but I don't create everything that way, just a small portion, but it's an excellent way to get going. But to promote something without a list, that's going to be tough to do. You can try to put it out on social media, but most of our connections on social media are not our prospects. A small portion are, but most of them are not. They don't think of themselves that way, and when they see you trying to sell something, they don't respond to it because it isn't for them, and they recognize that. So affiliates can be a way, but with affiliates, they really are looking, because I'll speak as for myself as a super affiliate, I'm looking for things that are, from people that really have a track record, things that I know are going to be good, because I don't want anybody to ever spend even $5 on something that I can't highly recommend. I want people to spend money on things that I, just know will help them achieve their goals. So that's one thing to think of. So my question to you is, how come you're not focusing on list building a little more? It's good to get the product out there, and with PLR you can do that very quickly because it's already created, and many times you even get the sales letter with it. But list building needs to be your number one focus. That's going to be the way that you'll get things going. And I'm even speaking on that topic at the end of June. All right, let's go on. And let me see. Elizabeth also had brought up a question here. She said, when we're using PLR, do we have to worry about backlash from readers who find the same content elsewhere with another author? In my 7 years online, I have never encountered that. And this is my belief of why that really is the way. The people that are really on the ball are changing things up just enough so that it isn't recognizable. That's one part of that. Another thing is that over time, we can't remember if we read the same thing. We really can't. It's just, at some point we might say, gee, I think I heard this before. This sounds familiar. And I've done that with movies, which means initially that movie didn't make a strong impact with me. If it takes me, to a 45-minute or one-hour mark in the movie to see it again before I realize, oh, yeah, I saw this. I remember what happened. So I think that's another part of it. And another thing is people buy PLR, and we've all done this and continue to do this. We buy PLR, and it sits on our hard drive, and then that hard drive crashes, or we get another computer, and it's kind of lost forever. So when they sell 100 or 150 of a title, that used to seem like so many to me. I thought, that's going to be everywhere. And it turns out that not even 10% of the people actually use it.
Oh, that's just very interesting.
Yeah, so just say that they sell 150 copies of one title. That means probably 10 to 15 people would be actually using it. And of those, maybe half of them would rewrite it significantly.
Yeah.
So the chance of somebody finding that content is really not going to be very strong.
Great.
All right, the next one is from Dana, and Dana is using the Ghostwriter Profits Package at her site, which is writers-editors.com/blog. So I am there, writers-editors.com/blog. And let me see, do we have, yes, you know what, this is what I'm going to suggest that you do, Dana. I want you to move your opt-in box up above the fold. So before I scroll, I can't see it. So where it says join our network and keys to success, let those become second and third instead of first and second. And the way you do this is log into your WordPress, into the dashboard, and go into widgets and just drag and drop where it says let's keep in touch to the top of that column. And that'll take about 2 seconds. And the minute you look at it, just do save after you do that. And the minute you look at it, it's changed. And that way, when people first come, they'll see Let's Keep in Touch, sign on to receive blog updates, and our e-zine, download free e-report, editing for style and power. All right, so she has a post here. It's 6 ways to find blog ghostwriting gigs. And this is important information. If you want to write for other people, then this is the great information that, you want. And it's in context with what this site is about. So it's really, really perfect. So, Dana, I don't think that you're on the call. I think you wrote something earlier. And you're using a headset and mic. Yeah, so you can't talk. But if you dial in, then we can ask you more questions about it. All right, let's go on. Barb, and I don't know if Barb is here. Barb, are you here?
I'm here.
There she is. All right. She says, I completed the assignment for today's call. I purchased a set of PLR from Nicole, posted one of the articles on barbebrown.com. So it's B-A-R-B, and then her middle initial is ebrown.com. And she says, I think it'll end up being a whole series on stress, mostly my writing, though, that causes the body's response to stress and the cures. This will lead into the stress management product I'm working on. All right, so tell us more about that, and we're taking a look at your site right now.
Very good. Well, I went to Nicole's site today, and what caught my eye was a host of articles about natural cures, and one of them happened to be on natural ways to manage your stress. And so that's where I started, and I've just been thinking about, you know, all the different topics around stress and how it affects our bodies in a negative way, and that we do need stress. So how to manage that, not just eliminate it, but to manage it so that we can still, be motivated to get our work done and to live our lives, and then to create a product to help people to manage their stress.
Excellent, excellent. So you found the PLR to be very, very helpful with everything that you're doing?
Yeah. What I found is I'm just getting started online, and I think as I start writing more and more and more, it's going to get easier. But what the PLR does is it gives me an idea where to start, and then I can rework it with how I think and talk.
I love that, and other people have said that as well. That's been my experience. And a lot of times when I have something that I really need to write, so I write for 2 offline publications and, you know, a variety of people are asking me to write and I'm doing my own writing, a lot of times I'll start with something that's PLR, knowing that my final written product, whatever that is, won't have even one sentence from what I started with. But that gives me a starting point, and I rewrite and I rework, and the next thing you know, I'm just writing my own and deleting the other. And for some reason, for all of us, it's easier to start with something to edit than to stare at a blank page and say, gee, where am I going to begin? How am I going to talk about this topic? So, you know, for that reason alone, PLR is super, super valuable.
Exactly. I found it so.
All right. So, again, go to barbebrown.com, and you'll see what she's doing. All right. Now, yes, now, Shan, we didn't go to yours. You had a question, and now you have your site. All right, so she's using PLR on her blog. It's selfhelptipshq.com. Selfhelptipshq.com. So I guess it's the self-help tips headquarters. It's the home of self-help information. And try to say self-help tips 3 times fast. I don't think you can. All right, so here, the only thing I would tell you, and I see that you have lots of great information here, lots of stuff, I would say to put your name or your picture in your header so we know who you are more. And here it says, there's something up at the top. It says, this site uses cookies. Find out more. Is anybody else seeing that at the very top?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't know why we're seeing that, because that keeps us from clicking on the links. So now I'm going to say, okay, thanks. But a lot of people don't want to click on okay, thanks, because they're not sure what it's doing. So let's see. You have a cookie policy. I've never seen this. This site uses cookies. I don't know if I would go into detail about this, because when people go in to try to disable their cookies and do things, you're asking them to do tech work in order to read your site. So I would eliminate that thing that comes up at the top and eliminate this, and I bet you'll get more people that will read your site and opt in. All right, and you have a freebie, 7 top tips to balance your life. And let me see, and you're about, are you saying about yourself? Okay, good, there's your picture. Yeah, so you want your picture in the header. And that's really for everyone, if I didn't make that comment. You really want your picture either in the header or in a post that stays at the top. So that when we come, before we have to scroll down, so above the fold, we want to see who you are so we can learn to know, like, trust, love, and connect with you, all those things. So that's a great thing. All right, so thanks for using the PLR about this. And I want to see, what do you have in the contact me? I always like to see what people are doing. All right, so you've got a way to contact. All right. Yeah, I do that on one of my sites, but I really prefer for people to either opt in or to connect with me on Skype or on social media. So different ways of doing things that are more effective than others. All right, let me go down now. Vicki, are you here? Vicki says, here is a post I wrote with PLR and my own editing, antiagingbydesign.com. So first go to antiagingbydesign.com and then how-to-set-goals. So anti-aging by design, how to set goals, all right? And I believe it's there at the top. All right, so now over on the right, you're using something that I'm also using called SpeakPipe, and this is how we can send a voice message. So this is an interesting service. I purchased it for 6 months, I believe, to see how it would work, and I don't get as many messages as I thought I would. See how, you know, the scrolling at the top, see how that works for you. Because usually it makes the site very busy and people aren't sure what to do. So when I first go here, before I scroll down, and where is the opt-in? No opt-in. Oh, no, no opt-in. Oh, there it is, on the left. Okay, we'll never find it on the left because we're so used to it being on the right. So you want to switch it. You want to put all your social media icons there on the left and put your opt-in on the right because that's where we look for it. People that make money have it in the upper right, so we always want to follow the money. That's just how it works. And it says, stay plugged into your health, but tell me what I'm going to get. If I'm just signing up to get an e-zine, I probably don't want another e-zine because I already get about 100 e-zines. So tell me the name of the report. All right, so anti-aging by design, and let me see, this is how to set goals. Okay, excellent. I like how you've put the image in there. You have to expect things of yourself before you can do them, Michael Jordan. Great, and another picture there, achieve it. Okay, good. Great information. I think I would just have fewer pictures, just a little bit busy. You know, if it's working for you, if people are opting in and you're selling things, then keep it the same. But if you're building and want to get it really going, then I would make some small changes. So thanks so much. All right. Let me see. David says he's ready to purchase a microphone for recording. Can you recommend one? You know, there are several that are out that are good, but I still use my landline phones. So I have it in Santa Clarita and here in Santa Barbara, and I used to spend $10 for the phones. Now inflation has set in, so I spend $15 to $20 for a phone. I buy them 2 at a time, so I always have an extra one in both locations. And after 6 months to a year, they don't seem to sound as good, or else I've dropped them a couple of times or something. So I throw them in the trash, and I take a new one off the shelf. So that's what I do. So it costs me, I don't know, $40, $30 a year maybe to do it that way. And that's what I'm using. Connect with me on Facebook is probably the best place. And I'll tell you the other ones that some of my colleagues are using that are doing more serious broadcasting, more serious than what I do. All right. So Maureen, you're here, right?
I'm here.
All right, so you are declutter coach.ca, And tell us about your site and what you've been doing with the PLR.
I created a report from Nicole's PLR, and I titled it Organize Your Home with Feng Shui. And it's a 15-page report at the moment, and I have inserted links to some resources to my affiliates, and I also put a little blurb about myself at the bottom with my photograph and information on how to obtain books that I've written there. I suppose I could have put table of contents. I had one, I took it out, so I guess I could put it back in.
How many pages is the report?
It's 15.
At 15, you can really go in either way. I think at 20, it's when you really have to put in the table of contents. So, you know, if it's 15, you can leave it if you want. I've tried it both ways, and people seem to be able to maneuver through it pretty easily if it's, you know, up to 15 pages or really up to 20. Once it's 20, then I definitely want to put in the table of contents.
Okay. I do intend to rewrite more of it because, well, I did it kind of quickly, and I'm not happy with it. So there is some rewriting that I still want to do, and some adding information and taking out some of what's here because I don't find it terribly relevant.
Okay, and I love the Meet Maureen on the About Us section. I love what it says here. An organizing enthusiast, Maureen began her career at an early age. Her first memory of this is when she collected all of her mother's shoes that had been kicked off in the dining room and carefully placed them against the wall in pairs, then hung a sign above them reading, Shoes for Sale.
Oh, she was so angry with me.
I can imagine
because
you just weren't respecting the idea that she had a shoe collection. Wonderful. All right, well, thanks so much for sharing your site.
Thank you.
All right, and Janice is here. All right, Adrian is asking about clout to increase your score. You know, I don't use clout. It's K-L-O-U-T, and I know I've received emails from them, so I must have signed up at one point or another. It isn't something I've used, so I can't speak to it.
No, that's my free report, Connie.
Oh.
Sorry. It's at cloutscores.com.
Okay, all right. So this is how we're going to learn about it. All right. See, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, and I still can have a business. So hopefully people will always see that. Okay, here we go. Okay. So now this is how I can find out. Okay, so cloutscores.com. Cloud is K-L-O-U-T. So now this is private label rights?
Yes, this is a report that I bought from Nicole Dean.
All right, so you turned it into the free giveaway here, and then finally you're going to have a course you'll teach?
Yeah, and also, one of the things I wanted to ask is, so I wanted to do a couple of different opt-in pages. So one for, you know, this one's just straight text, and then one with a video and one with an audio. And so I was just wondering, I guess I can just put them all on the same domain?
You can, and then one would be I don't know what we name them, but maybe /audio, /video.
Uh-huh.
And that way people can see different things.
Yeah, I'm going to try to figure out how to do split testing. So just to see which one gives you, which one people like better.
All right, and right now I am opting in because obviously I need to know more about clout. So I'm putting in my name and email, and then it says claim my free report, and it says you're almost done, activate your subscription. Okay, so I will do that after the call.
Okay.
Okay, and I like how on that front page there you said, hello, this is Adrienne Dupree from the Online Newbie, and that's a clickable link. So you're sending people back to your main site from this site.
Yes.
Good, good. Okay, excellent. Yeah, boy, got to find out about clout because I know less than zero about clout.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, and let me see. April, this is an open call that gets turned into a podcast. All right, let me see. Pam says, I just forwarded something. She forwarded, for the organization. I just forwarded it to one of my clients who is desperately trying to get organized. Love the simplicity of this site. Fantastic. All right. And Shan says, if I rewrite some PLR for an article, can I use it again for a recording or to add to a report? Yes, you can use it over and over and over and over. And that's what you really want to do. You know, I like to think if I spend whatever I spend, $6, $15, I spend different amounts depending on what kind of PLR I'm buying, how much is included. I want to get so much value out of it. I want it to end up being like a dollar each time I use it. So I'm going to use it over and over and over. My favorite ones are when it comes with a PowerPoint presentation, and I can just talk, do those slides. I did a whole course that way where I read through the slides and made the changes I wanted to make, and then I just recorded it, me giving that presentation that I didn't write. It was fantastic. All right, and someone wants me to give the writer's site again. And that one, I don't want to say, here it is, writers, no, wait. I think I know what it is, but I want to give you the right one. It is at, nope, I thought it was down that far. Okay, must be up a little bit more. Here it is. It's from Dana, and it's writers-editors.com/blog. Okay, so I will just thank you again for the people that followed through on this. I appreciate this. Oh, and to tell Adrian that the link isn't working for Online Newbie, so that you need to click on that one, theonlinenewbie.com. Oh, you know why? It's www dot, or comma instead of dot. So change that one thing, and thanks so much.
Thank you. I'll fix that right now.
Yes, yes. See, it's always one little thing. And I love it how when you build community, people help each other. I have people that write to me all the time if something isn't working, and it's just a fantastic way to build a business with help. So, and Jean is saying that it has the mistake. So thanks so much. Thanks so much. All right, so lots of great sites for you to follow up on. I want you to listen to this recording one more time. It's not going to be that long. And make sure that you're going to plrbynicole.com. That's Nicole Dean's site. And go to connieloves.me/freePLR. That's Nicole and Melissa Engold's site. And use Connie Rocks to get $5 off of anything that's there. All right. I want to thank everyone for coming today. And this is part of the podcast series, Online Marketing Tips. You can go to onlinemarketingtipspodcast.com to get signed up for your ongoing free subscription. Thanks for being here today, everyone.
Thank you, Connie.
Thanks, Connie.